You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Last night was incredible. I'm wondering how many people are super groggy today. I've seen a few around the radio station with resting groggy face. But the lightning show last night, Dom, was like at the club. It was hail, lightning, rain, and it was one of those electrical storms where it was like pop, 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 pop. Just
those are kind of entertaining, though, aren't they?
They're entertaining unless you have a dog and scared children.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
I mean, I went to bed, but Nick Nack had the groggy face this morning. She's like, "I'm glad you slept through all that."
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I don't have either of those, so yeah, I think I'd probably enjoy the hell out of it.
You would have, yeah. But yeah, it was one of those nights. It was just electric, literally electric.
It's electric.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Well, we could get a replay a little bit later today, so we shall see. You've used Nextdoor quite a bit, right? Have you given away stuff, sold stuff? You done both with them?
Done both. Look real quick. I got skis on there right now. I have a kitchen sign that says happiness is homemade.
Oh, God.
That's why it's on next door. I have a couple kids Broncos camp chairs on there and a stuffed Charlie Brown Christmas decoration, I guess you could call it, that's about 24 inches tall. So that's everything I got on there. Truly a lot of junk I'm trying to get rid of. But I've sold so much on Nextdoor, man.
Yeah.
It's a great resource.
It strikes me as unusual for you because eventually you have to give people your address. And I think you are kind of creeped out by that.
I do. I do want to give kudos to, I've probably sold 100 things on Nextdoor. And everyone is incredibly honest. I have never had anyone burn me because I have a little mailbox on the side of my house by my front door. So if somebody wants something, I'm like, I'm leaving it on my front porch. Mm-hmm. Leave the money in the mailbox. Have a great day. And 100% of people have left the cash in the mailbox. It picked up their item and went on with their life. So I've never actually really interacted with somebody face to face.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
I am not kidding. And I'm amazed by how honest people are because I'm just waiting for the day I get burned.
Are you afraid to have interaction with them?
No, I don't. One, the things that I'm getting rid of, I have no like real attachment to. So I'm like, if they take it, they take it. Whatever, it's out of my house. It's just a convenience thing for me. I'm like, hey, I'll leave it out front in the morning. Right. And I mean, I've left an Avs jersey out there. It was like $200 for this Avs jersey, and they threw $200 in the box and left.
That's funny.
I know.
So we've got this few things that the previous owner of this house had, and we held on to when we took possession, and we've been gradually getting rid of some of it. And one of them, we have this very large back deck, faces the woods, very, you know, it's a very private area. We love it. And there's a pergola back there. If you don't know what that is, it's how would you describe a pergola? It's like a
tacky.
A little gazebo. No. It's not a gazebo, but it's a covered little area.
You got poles and slats, essentially. That's all it is.
Thank you.
Poles and slats.
So I'm in the process of wanting to restain my whole deck and the little fence thing that goes around it, the little white fence thing around it. And inside the pergola, this lady had, it looks like a big wooden swing, but it's heavy as hell. It like takes four ropes on each side to support this thing. It's really big and heavy. It's got the mattress thing in it is actually like a full-size bed or twin-size bed mattress.
Oh, my God.
That you put a cover around and it goes in this thing. But she had it set up so it didn't swing. It actually kind of rested, even though it had the ropes. It rested onto the deck, so it's just kind of been there. And it's just not our thing.
The whole thing sounds horrible.
Well, no, here's the funny thing.
Horrible.
Most people see it, and they're like, oh, my God, that is so cool. The vast majority of people see it, and they're like,
really?
That's the coolest thing.
I'd be like, one, does that get wet and smell? And two, how many mice are nesting in it?
No, it's all, zero to both.
Okay.
I mean, it is, it stays mostly dry into that thing, but even if it does get a little wet, it's an outdoor.
I feel like you're trying to sell it to me right now, like you're trying to make me buy it from you.
No, I'm just saying, it's just not our thing.
Okay.
But I recognize that a lot of people really like it.
All right.
So anyway, after 3.5 years, I was like, I'm getting rid of this thing. And we decided to put it on Nextdoor. But here's my observation of Nextdoor. And maybe it's just us and maybe you bet 1,000. I don't know. But we are now at, in 3 days, 23 people who, like within the first few hours, set, because this was free. We're like, free, whoever wants to come get it, because it's heavy as hell, and getting it out of the backyard thing is going to be a little bit of work for whoever gets it. We're like, if you want it, come get it. 23 people. I got to have that. Is it still available? And Gretchen has been writing back to every one of them saying, yes, when can you get here? Half of them have been like, I will text you tomorrow and we will be there. Out of the 23, total crickets. Like, nobody. Two of them, we've had actual appointments, and they don't come by. They don't show up. And so, next door is a great service, but full of so many flaky people that we just are learning not to count on it. Now, maybe it's different because you live in the burbs.
It's not.
And in a busy kind of area, and we're out in the boonies, but at the same time, 23 people who are like, we will be there.
Yeah.
Not one has shown up.
Truly the same observation. I mean, I was big talking on I have sold things, but that is actually where somebody is exchanging cash for the goods. I am batting, yes, a thousand or whatever you said for that. If we put anything out for free or somebody says, yes, I'll take, I think the last one was like this bag of pots and pans that we had free, take them. We had a guy, multiple guys, because a few of them bailed out, said, yes, I'll be there today. They don't come and get them. It's happened on quite a few things that you put the free tag on. And for some reason, the people bail out on the free stuff for some reason. And I'm like, really? That's where I'd be going because it's free.
It's free.
Now, on your thing, though, I think it sounds like a big, bulky, annoying piece to move. So maybe this is, what is this, like a two-man-in-a-truck type thing to get it out of there?
And it would take a pickup truck. There's no doubt. You're not putting in this in the back of a Camry.
There's that.
Yeah, but still.
It's like you got to find help. You got to find somebody with a truck. You see that it's heavy, and then you're kind of like, this isn't worth my time.
I agree, but people see this thing, especially the photos, and they're like, I got to have that. Because I don't know what this would cost to go buy, but I'm going to guess in the neighborhood of a couple hundred dollars at least.
Change your strategy this weekend just for funsies to see if it works and put $75 on it. Just say $75, great condition, super comfortable. You know, this is going to be great on your patio in the summer. Blah, 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 whatever.
I might try that.
Just for fun to see, you know, see if it's like it's gone the same day.
I'll take you up. Unless somebody shows up today, we will try that.
I want you to try
it. It might not be. Well, how about $50? Can I make it $50?
$50. Just put some sort of value on it.
$50. It's worth several hundred dollars. $50. Come get it.
Put that in your posting. This is worth several hundred dollars. Yeah. It has brought so much joy to my life. We're sad to see it go. It's not wet. It doesn't smell. There's no mice nesting in it.
None. It's all good. I mean, I just took it apart when I
was. And then I want you to lay on it.
Working on the deck.
I want you to put a little crop top on and a Speedo and lay on it and take some
pictures.
Well,
you would just like that anyway. I know you.
And then see.
Even if I wasn't selling it, you wouldn't want me to send you that photo.
Send me the link. Put your wife on there. She's beautiful. Put her in a little crop top and a Speedo.
No, thanks. I don't want those people coming by the house.
I'm here for the pickup.
Here's the funny thing, too. There was one person that we thought was a home run, that they were definitely coming. Like, they were even narrowing down the time. And then when I started doing a little, so I think I talked to you about it yesterday. When I started doing a search, this person was frightening. And especially if you looked at all of their stuff online, and I was like, this is our best shot. but what they were definitely a buy and flip person.
Oh,
You know, so you could see on their site they were mostly getting stuff from other places and flipping it, and so
which
I'm sure this person
hustle.
Saw that, like, oh, this is probably worth at least $300 or $400, and I can get it for free. I could sell it for like your $75, make a nice little profit. But frightening, and I was like, I don't want them at our house.
You talked about how I'm paranoid, and I do a little stalking on people that say that they want stuff, and I've turned people down before and lied and said, oh, I just sold it,
just
based
sold
on
it.
Their picture, you know, which
is
horrible. It's horrible, but pick better pictures for your profile.
This is not just the pictures. This is everything on their Facebook page that I looked at.
You went deep then.
Yeah.
You went real deep.
As soon as I saw their next door photo, I said, I got to check them out. And everything they were posting was, you know, scary.
This is not worth getting murdered for.
So when they did not show up, I breathed a sigh of relief, actually.